Today, Shem Sechta Vaidazar Daf Mem Tes, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Ches on the Beis at the Gemara right after the second Mishnah on the Amud. We have learned in our previous year a machloikus between Rabbi Yossi and Tanna Kamma if you could plant vegetables under an Asherah tree in the winter. The opinion of the Rabbanan was that in the winter, unless it's the chasa, unless it's the lettuce that always benefits from shade, there's no benefit from the shade in the winter, and therefore you could plant in the winter under the Asherah tree. It's not considered as if you're benefiting from the tree. However, that's the opinion of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi had disagreed, and the reason Rabbi Yossi disagreed is because he said that the leaves of the tree fall down, and they serve as fertilizer. And since the leaves of the tree fall down and serve as fertilizer, even in the winter, you should not plant anything under such a tree. So says the Gemara, the Memra, in understanding Rabbi Yossi's opinion in the Mishnah, it seems that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is the Zevza Gairim Zasser, where we have two different factors contributing to something, then even and one is osur and one is mutter, then it's osur. Because in our case, the ground that from which these vegetables are growing is fine. The issue is the fertilizer. So it's a combination of the two of them that make it an issue. And Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah says that that's something we have to be concerned about. Rabbanan Amri, and the way we'll understand that opinion of the Rabbanan is that Zevza Gairim is mutter. And therefore, even though we have the fertilizer, but because we have the ground, which is not osur, it wouldn't be a problem. But ask the Gemara, we've previously learned just the opposite. We've learned just the opposite previously. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel. Rav Yossi says that when we have an Avodah Zarah that we have to destroy, says we could grind it up and throw it into the ocean. But the Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, why would that be acceptable? When you grind it up, it becomes fertilizer. And that fertilizer will land on the ground. The Nemar and the Tarek Dosha says, where you can't have any benefit. So ask the Gemara, Kash the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, our Mishnah, the Rabbanan are lenient. And in that Mishnah, the Rabbanan were Machmer. The Kash the Rabbi Yossi, and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is being Machmer, and in that Mishnah, he was being lenient. Answers the Gemara. Bishlam, the Rabbi Yossi, and the Rabbi Yossi, like Kasha. Rabbi Yossi's opinion can be resolved. Hasam the Kasal Ibud, there where you're grinding up the Avodah Zarah and you're throwing into the air. So you mavata the Avodah Zarah. And we've learned then Avodah Zarah, that's Mevotel, even if just broke on its own, we discussed, it's no longer Avodah Zarah. That's why he takes a lenient approach. Hocha, but over here, where that's not what you did, therefore, the Avodah Zarah is still there, and just because the leaves fell down from the Avodah Zarah, a Asherah tree, doesn't mean that it's not anymore an Avodah Zarah. That's why he is Machmer. But ask the Gemara, and that's why Osir. But ask the Gemara, the Rabbanan Kasha, we still need to understand the opinion of the Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Epoch. Maybe what we should do is we have to reverse the opinions of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. That just like in the previous Mishnah, the Rabbanan were Machmer. They're going to be the ones that are Machmer in our Mishnah. And just like in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was the one that was lenient, he shall be so in our Mishnah as well. There is no need to do so. Rabbi Yossi, the way to understand Rabbi Yossi's opinion, the Kedushininim, as we just explained, that the halacha differentiates between where you did an act of being mevatel avodah zarah, the case of the previous Mishnah, where you ground it up, where here you did not do. The Rabbanan, and the way to understand the opinion of the Rabbanan, to reconcile the opinion of the Rabbanan, says the Gemara, is Kede Amar Rameri Bereid Rav Kahana. The Braisa teaches us in Masechta Temur, Daf Chof Tal Ramar Aleph. that if you have an animal which was kachim, and it became a balmum, and now it cannot be brought as a carbon, the halacha is that after you redeem it and you shecht it, you can't skin it the regular way you skin an animal through its feet. Because when you skin an animal through its feet, the hide remains whole and you can get more money for the hide. Because to skin an animal that way represents not treating kachim properly. And the question was, why aren't you allowed to do that? If Hegdish is going to realize more money by skinning it that way, why should it not be permissible? And Rameri said, because even if we were to allow, even if we're going to say that we're going to get more for the skin, it's not going to be worth it because the meat gets ruined by skinning the animal that way. And therefore, Hegdish is not benefiting. Hachinami, Mashbiach Begvia, that yes, there is something to be gained from the fertilizer that falls on these vegetables, but Pagim Betzel, in the winter, as we learned when we discussed the Mishnah yesterday, the shade is very detrimental to the vegetables that are growing there because there's so little sunlight, you don't want to block any of it. And therefore, the Chachamim and our Mishnah said, we don't care about the fertilizer because we're actually using the shear in a detrimental way. Ask the Gemara. But the way we're learning now, our Mishnah clearly indicates that Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Zevzeh Goyim is Osir. And the only reason it was Mutter in the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel was because there was an act of Bittel there. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That Sov Rabbi Yossi Zevzeh Goyim Osir? But Tanan, Rabbi Yossi Emin Noitin Yechur Shal Allah, we could take a branch from the orla tree and plant it into the ground because that's not what is also by orla. The fruit of a tree the first 3 years is orla and has all the halachas of orla, including the halacha that it's also by hanal, but not the branch of the tree. But we can't take a nut or anything else from the orla tree. That is an actual fruit and that's also by hanal. That if somebody took a fruit of an orla tree, hivrich v'herkiv, and you planted it, mutter, you can benefit from what grows. And so do we learn in a brisa, the maida Rabbi Yossi, shim nota, if we took a fruit of the orla tree and planted it, hivrich v'herkiv, and then we planted it, the halach is its mutter. And the reason that it's mutter is because we say zev zeh goyrim. The fruit that we use to plant is indeed also its orla. But the land on which it was planted, the halacha is that it's mutter land. And since they both contributed to the growth of this new tree, that is an example of zev zeh goyrim. And zev zeh goyrim is mutter. So we see from here that Reb Yossi's opinion is that we typically say zev zeh mutter is permissible. And here in our Mishnah, Reb Yossi is saying that when you have land, which is not a problem, but you have the fertilizer of Avodah Zarah contributing to the growth of these vegetables, it's usur. So how do we reconcile these two opinions? The Rabbi Yossi differentiates between Shara Surim, that by other Surim, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is Zevza Mutter, Zevza Goyim is Mutter. And by Vadis Kachami holds Zevza Goyim is Osir, ask the Gemara of Umishanalei, does Rabbi Yossi indeed have such a concept? But Tanya the Brisa says, Sodashin is Dabla, Zevel Avadis Kachavim. If a field was fertilized with fertilizer that belongs to Avodah Zarah, the cane, if an animal was fed food that avodah zara, Tanichah, the one brisa says to sod the zara, you're allowed to plant this field, and we don't have to worry about the fertilizer that's avodah zara. Parah to shachet, we could shech the animal and eat it. We don't have to worry that it ate avodah zara. But Tanya idach. But there's another brisa that says, saw the tiver, we should leave the field empty, not to benefit from the avodah zarah fertilizer, or parah tiraza. We have to wait for the animal to become skinny, and we won't have any benefit from the fact that he ate avodah zarah food. My love, how do we reconcile these two brises? Presumably, we have to say ha Rabbi Yossi, the one that took the lenient approach, that says that you could plant the field, you could eat the para, is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that holds zevzeh goyrim is mutter for ha. And the brisa that says, no, we can't benefit from this field, we have to wait for the cow to not have any benefit from the food, represents the opinion of Rabbanan, the Zevzeh Goyrim is Asur. And here we're talking about Avodah Zarah. And even though we're talking about Avodah Zarah, we still see that Rabbi Yossi says, Zevzeh Goyrim is Mutter. Says the Gemara, Loi. Don't say that the way to reconcile the brises is to say that it represents the opinions of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. The halach is that Rabbi Yossi by Avodah Zarah will be machmer. He's going to say that Zevzeh Goyrim is also by Avodah Zarah. Only by the orla tree was he matter. Only in the case, Rashi says, that we learned earlier in the perek, where they ground up the Avodah Zarah, was he lenient. But under other circumstances, by Avodah Zarah, he holds Zevzeh Goyrim is also. So, how do we reconcile these two brises? That one brisa says that we can be lenient with Zevzeh Goyrim by Avodah Zarah, and one brisa says we cannot be lenient with Zevzeh Goyrim by Avodah Zarah. We're going to have to explain how Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanon, it's a different machlokes. The machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon. Ask the Gemara, hi Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanon, which machlokes of Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanon are we referring to? Ilam Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanon the Sar. Sar is dough that gets sour, and dough that gets sour and moldy is used as yeast, as sor, to make other doughs rise. The Tanan, sor shal chulin v'shatrom v'shanafla toich isa. If you have a combination of chulin sor and trumas sor that fell into a dough of chulin, loy b'zeh k'day l'chametz. The loy b'zeh k'day l'chametz. Neither yeast has the ability to make that dough rise, the nitztarfu. But when we have a combination of a chimtzu, that's how they were able to make it into the new dough rise. And the Rishonim point out that the issue here, and that's not being reflected in the Gemara, is how much truma that we have truma that's not bottled. Because if the truma part is not bottled, then we have a whole new consideration if the truma part is not bottled. And therefore they say the issue here is not if the truma is bottled or not. We obviously have a very small amount of truma, and that isn't the consideration. What is the consideration is what made the dough into the dough. We needed both of them to do it. So Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, Rabbi Elazar, I'm achron ani bo. We look at which yeast fell in second. If it was the chulin, then we're fine. Otherwise, not. In the opinion of a chum is ben shenafel islo chatchila, ben shenafel islo psayv. We doesn't make a difference to us which was first, which was second. Ena aser, the new dough would not be a problem at shebay k'day l'chametz. Only if there was so much truma sar that it on its own can make the dough rise. V'amabaya, and Abaya said lo shanu that Rabbi Elazar said this din that if the second sar that fell in was the chulin sar, then it's okay. It's only in a case of shekadim asilikas ha'isr. If you removed the truma sar first, in that case, since you didn't start off with enough sar of truma that could affect the dough, and now also it's not there anymore, so therefore we don't pay attention to it. Because all we really are focused on, all that really makes a difference here, is the chulin sar. Avloi kyan vasilikas iser. If you didn't take away the truma sar, osir, because it'll be still contributing to the new dough, and that will be a case of zevzeh goyrim. And obviously, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar is that zevzeh goyrim is osir. So now, the brises that we asked the stira that one brisa seems to say zev zagarim is mutter, and one brisa says zev zagarim asur, we can reconcile. Zev zagarim asur is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, and the other one says zev zagarim mutter is the opinion of the Rabbanim. Says the Gemara, my time, Rabbi Lezer could abaya, who says that the reason for abaya, the reason to understand Rabbi Lezer is like abaya said, it's only if you took out the truma dough. But if you hadn't taken out the truma dough, it would be usur. Because zev zagayrim, says the Gemara, who says that that is at all the consideration of Rabbi Lezer? Says the Gemara, dumatam de Rabbi Lezer, the way to understand the opinion of Rabbi Lezer is a new concept altogether. And that is mishum da'ama achra nibo. What makes the difference is what was put in second. And therefore, igam bisura, if the truma saw was put in second, and the truma dough is obviously asur, then that new dough will be asura. Vigam batera, and if the chulin dough was put in second, then bein salke, bein lai salke, it will not make a difference if the original dough is still there or not. And if that's the way to understand Rabbi Lezer's opinion, then Rabbi Lezer has nothing to do with zev zagayrim. Ella, so if we're not locked in to the way Abaye explained Rabbi Lezer, we're also not locked in into saying that Rabbi Lezer holds zev zagayrim is asur. So when the Gemara said a moment ago that it's Rabbi Lezer that holds zev zagayrim asur, we have to find a different place that we will see that that is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara, El Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan the Eitzim. We're talking about using if you used asherah wood to heat up an oven. The Tanan, not lemene eitzim, if somebody took off wood from the asherah tree, asurim bahana, though that wood is asur bahana. Hisik beres atoner, and now somebody used it to heat up an oven. Chadosh, if it's a new oven, so when you have a new oven, the heating it up the first time is what makes the oven usable. So therefore, this oven became usable because of the asherah wood, and therefore the oven will be asur. Yoshon, if it's already an old oven, so it wasn't the asherah wood that we put into this oven that really made a difference, but it did add heat here. And since it added heat here, we can't have benefit from heat from the asherah wood, and therefore, yutzah, we have to wait until that oven cools down. And then we could use the oven again because we wouldn't be having any benefit from the asherah wood. Of a basa pas, if somebody baked the bread, whether in the new oven that was heated with that asherah wood, and you didn't destroy the oven before using it, or you used this oven that was an old oven that was still heated from the asherah wood, asur banah, that bread will be asur. Because the bread was baked between a combination of the asherah wood and the oven, and therefore it's not completely it's not only asur, but it's a zev zagayrim, it's asur. Moreover, nas'ava b'acheris, if this bread that's asur, if this bread it's asur that is baked, is mixed up with other breads, was so machmer that all the breads will be asur banah, that Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yoel Chanol Yam HaMelech, he says, because by Avod Zar we won't say bittel, and then Rabbi Lezer says, well, what we could do is evaluate, assess the value of that, how much benefit you had from the Avod Zar, and take that and throw that value away. Omerlein, the Chum said, ain't pinyin l'avodas kachavim, that isn't a way to make something that's also because of avodah zara mutter by throwing out its value. So we see over here that this brisa holds zev zagayrim asur, and that's going to be the opinion of zev zagayrim. Rabbi Lezer holds it's also chum hold that it's mutter. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan the pligalei Rabbi Lezer maninu. Who are the Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Lezer and hold zev zagayrim is mutter? Ilem Rabbanan the Eitzim. If we'll say the Rabbanan in this case, ask the Gemara, that's not true. In this price, it seems that the Rabbanan are being machmer. Everybody seems to hold that Zev Zeh Goyim is Asur. Just the Rebbe Elazar says that even though we have a case that it's Asur, there's a way to rectify the situation by Yoel Chanol Yam HaMelech, and the Rabbanim don't agree with that. Ella, says the Gemara, Rabbanim the Sar. By the case of Sar, we saw that when there's a combination of Sar of Truma and Sar of Chulin, example of Zev Zeh Goyim, and the opinion of the Rabbanim is that it's fine. Obviously, the Rabbanim hold there, that's where we see that the Rabbanim's opinion is that Zev Zeh Goyim is Mutter. Says the Gemara, but aim of the Shamalei Rabbanim the Mekili, where do we see that Rabbanim are lenient with Zev Zeh Goyim? By the case of the Sar, by Varish Kechavim, do we have any precedent to say that the Mekel on Zev Zeh Goyim? So we're back to where we started. We're trying to understand the two brises. One brise says that Zev Zeh Goyim is Mutter, and Zev Zeh Goyim Oser. Says the Gemara, and Rav Yossi, we seem to say, is the one that holds Zev Zeh Goyim is Mutter. But we ask the question, so why would he be Machmer in our Mishnah when the ground, which is not Oser, combines with the leaves of the Asherah tree, which are Oser, why wouldn't it be considered Zev Zeh Goyim? El Oilam Ha Rav Yossi. The brice that says that you could use a field that was fertilized by Avodah Zarah represent the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who holds everywhere Zev Zeh Goyim is Mutter. What's the proof that he holds Zev Zeh Goyim Mutter? We have a number of proofs. One is the Mishnah we learned earlier, where we ground up the Avodah Zarah. He says it could be thrown into the wind, even though it may end up acting as a fertilizer. The case where they used the fruit of an orla tree to plant another tree, that new tree will be mutter because of Zev Zeh Goyim. The brisa that says that we're machmer is the opinion of the Rabbanon who hold Zev Zeh Goyim is Osir. The question then was, if Rabbi Yossi is lenient in the subject of Zev Zeh Goyim, why in our Mishnah do we find that Rabbi Yossi not allowing one to plant under the Asherah tree? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, in our Mishnah, the Devarim, the Rabbanon Amahu, Rabbi Yossi is speaking to the Rabbanon. And he's saying, Lididi, my opinion is Zev Zeh Goyim Mutter. And since my opinion is Zev Zeh Goyim Mutter, you could plant under the Asherah tree and doesn't bother me. Lididchudarm Zev Zeh Goyim Aser, idly meas, that Afi Rakas B'maisa Geshamim, that according to you, that you're machmer on Zev Zeh Goyim, then you ought to hold that you're now out of plant in the winter either under the Asherah tree, because although, as we've been explaining, the shade is detrimental, but the leaves are beneficial, and they get as a fertilizer. And if you hold Zev Zeh Goyim as Usur, it should be Usur to plant under the trees, not only in the summer where the shade is beneficial, but even in the winter where the leaves act as fertilizer. Rabbanan, and how do Rabbanan respond? Kedam Rab Mari Bered Rav Kahana, that whatever the fertilizer benefits, the shade does that is detrimental. And therefore they cancel each other out, and we don't look at the fertilizer as something that's beneficial. That's why, even though they normally hold Zev Zeh Goyim is Asur, under the Asherah tree in the winter, they'll be lenient. But we still now have to, says the Gemara, decide what is the halacha regarding Zev Zeh Goyim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, halacha Rav Yossi, the halacha is like Rav Yossi, that Zev Zeh Goyim mutter. But point out to Rishonim that even though we hold that Zev Zeh Goyim is mutter, that's only b'dieved. And the best proof is what we learned in our Gemara today. Because in our Gemara we said that even Rav Yossi, who holds that Zev Zeh Goyim mutter, agrees that you shouldn't plant an orla fruit in a land that's not orla property. Why? Obviously, because why it's a situation of Zev Zeh Goyim. Obviously, it's Rabbi Yossi's opinion that we don't rely on Zev Zeh Goyim l'chatchila. Zev Zeh Goyim mutter is only b'dieved. Says the Gemara, Hayi Gintza, there's Dabel B'Zavel Davaris Kechavim. There was a garden that they used fertilizer of Avodah Zarah, Shalach Rav Amakam made Rav Yosef, and the question was sent to Rav Yosef, Amalei Hakam Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Alach Rav Yosef, and we could be lenient with the halacha of Zagayrim, that the halacha is that we could be lenient in that case of Zagayrim. So our Gemara has taught the halacha of Zagayrim. But the Shulchan Aruch discusses this halacha of Zagayrim and says that if you have a cow, for example, that ate something that's usur, you're allowed to eat the meat of such a cow, because if it didn't only eat usur food, we said zev zagayrim, and it's mutter. Says Tosfos in Masechta Temura, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Remaskel Shyanka, that if the meat of a cow which ate avodah zarah food is permitted, it's only permitted when that wasn't the main food of the cow. But if that was his staple food, so that means the meat of that animal was produced from prohibited food, and therefore that animal should not be eaten. And there are more paskins that one may not eat meat of an animal whose main diet consists of non-kosher food, because that's called behemosh nispatma be'isr. The Levush Esrod, however, suggests that the Ramah is only speaking about a case that if the animal that ate the non-kosher food was slaughtered while it was on that diet. But he says, if somebody fed an animal non-kosher food, and then a number of days before slaughtering it, it starts serving it kosher food, or not non-kosher food, it would be mutter, because we say zev zegayrim. The Shach brings down a number of opinions who disagree with Ramah, and they say that the meat of an animal which ate non-kosher food is mutter. And he has a different consideration. He says that the food that the animal eats becomes digested. And since that food becomes digested, it's not considered any more kosher or non-kosher. He says only in our Gemara is there a reason to be machmer. And the reason to be machmer in our Gemara is because the food that the animal ate was avodah zarah. And as we've been learning, avodah zarah is also b'hanah. And since avodah zarah is also b'hanah, we're more machmer. In other cases, we're more lenient. There's a famous discussion regarding milk on Pesach. What's going to be the halacha about milk on Pesach that the animal drank, was eating chametz? Will we be allowed to drink that milk or not? Some achronim say that even if the animal ate chametz, we shouldn't drink the milk, at least for one day. And the reason is that even if we say, as we just said, zev zagayrim is mutter, and the animal did not just eat chametz, but when we speak about chametz, chametz is asur b'mashahu, and therefore we have to be machmer. The Mishnah Berura in Siman Tuf Mem Ches, Sifkat Lama Gimel, says, L'inyan cholosh behema, regarding the milk of a cow, shachl chametz, afilu hi shanachri, even though the cow belongs to a non-Jew, nechleku achroinim b'zeh, the achroinim debate this issue. The Prima Gadim's opinion is that after 24 hours after ate chametz, you could drink the milk, and some say that's the stricter opinion, and the more lenient opinion is if they didn't just eat chametz, then we say zev zagayim. But what seems that the Mishnah Berurah would hold, that if it only ate chametz, then we have to be machmer. The Ramosha discusses this. Ramosha says that this is only in a case when we know for a fact that the animal ate chametz. But if we don't know that the animal ate chametz, then we could be more lenient. But the Sefer Divrei Yosef says that it is appropriate that somebody should not eat or drink milk or eat the meat of an animal that ate chametz on Pesach, even if the animal is owned by a non-Jew. He says it could have an adverse effect on the person, it could have an adverse effect on the person who drinks that milk. And so too was the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in the Sefer Beis Yitzchak. Says the Mishnah, not mimenu etzim. If somebody took wood from the Asherah tree, asurim bano, one may not benefit from those wood. Hisik bar satanam, and we learned this halacha earlier. If that wood was used for an oven, chadosh, if it's a brand new oven, yutatz. Because as we said, the first time you put on the fire in a new oven makes the oven usable. That means that this oven became usable through Avodah Zarah. Im yoshin, if it's an old oven, so we don't have the problem that the oven became an oven because of the Asherah wood, but it's heated. That's the source of heat, and that's why yutza, we have to wait till it cools down. Ava pas, if a bread was baked in one of these types of ovens, asura bano, we can't have benefit from that bread because we're having benefit from Avodah Zarah. Nisarva bacheris, if that bread got mingled with other loaves of bread, so the halach is kulan asuris bano. Because so there are two ways that to understand this. The one way of understanding this is that we're talking about a loaf of bread, and a loaf of bread is a davar choshev, and something which is a davar choshev never becomes bottle. Or the other way of explaining is that we said earlier in the shir, here we're speaking about Avodah Zarah. And when we speak about Avodah Zarah, the halach is much stricter, and Avodah Zarah is never bottled. The sarva b'cheres, kul and asuris b'anah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, but says Rabbi Elazar, what can we do? Yolach anah yam ha-melech. We could identify how much benefit we had from the Avodah Zarah, and that much money should be discarded. Amalai, ein pidyon avodas kochavim. That doesn't work. Not lemenu karka. If somebody took from the Asherah tree a piece of wood, which was used in the weaving process, osbano, you can't use that piece of wood for weaving. Or basa beged, if you used it for weaving, osbano, you can't have any benefit from that. You can't have any benefit from that garment. Nisarva bacherim, bacherim, bacherim. Now you have many garments that all got intermingled. And one garment was the garment that was made with the Asherah wood. Kula sorba no. Rabbi Elazar Omer yolach anol yam ha-melech. That just take what you benefited to that amount. And says the Gemara, Amaloi en pinyin avodas kochavim. Said to Rabbi Elazar, that doesn't work by Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, we have the identical machloikas in the Mishnah, both by the loaf of bread and by the garment that was woven with the Asherah piece of wood. So ask the Gemara, why do we have to have the same achlokas twice in the Mishnah? Says the Mordei Yeshmin Kait Maisa, if we only had that locha by the bread, there we would say, Baha Kam Rabbi Elazar, that's where Rabbi Elazar has this lenient opinion. Why? Shouldn't it be eating the Kagam Rapas Kalalei Asura? The wood that's used to bake the bread doesn't remain. It gets completely consumed. Ava Karka the Isil Asura Be'ine, when we speak about this weaving stick, it remains. That we should be machmer. If we only had the machlokes by karka, we would say that's where the rabbanon take a strict approach. Ava pas, when we speak about the bread, since the bread gets the wood gets completely burnt, therefore we could be lenient. That's why tzricha. We had the machlokes in both cases. Rabbi Elazar is machmer, and the rabbanon. Rabbi Elazar is mekel, and the rabbanon are machmer. Amalei, Amar Rav Chiya b'Rei, Rabbi ben Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Zirui. Halach is Rav Zeira. The halach is that we just could throw that value out, the value that you benefit from by the Zorah, and then you could have hanor from the bread and from the garment. Ikad Amri, Amar Rav Chizda Amali Ababach Rav Chizda Hoch Amaziri Halach Kerbeleza. Amar Ba'ada Barhava Loi Shanu Elapas. When does Rebeleza take this lenient approach? By the loaf that was baked from the Asherah wood. Aval Chavis. If we have a barrel of wine that of Yai Nesach that got mixed up with other barrels of wine, Rebeleza won't allow us just to say, well, what is the value of the Osir wine and sell the other wine? They're all going to be Osir Anor. Because in the case of a barrel of wine, we have the actual non-kosher wine. And therefore, it's not the same as the bread that was baked from the wood that's Asherah. Here we have actual non-kosher wine. Rav Chisda Amar afilu chavis, we mataris, because we can rely on bittel. Says the Gemara, who gave the asav lechavita the yain nesach b'chamrei? The wine, a barrel of yain nesach wine, got mixed up with other barrels of wine. Asla kamed Rav Chisda, and he went to Rav Chisda to ask what to do. Amishkol arizuzi, take 4 zuz. That's the value of a barrel of wine. V'shadi b'nara, throw that into the river. V'nishtri lach, and all the other barrels you'll be allowed to drink. Says the Mishnah, Ketzer Mevatla. What is the way we speak about being Mevatla Avodah Zarah, particularly through a Nachri? So the Mishnah wants to know, Ketzer Mevatla, how is Bittel of an Asherah done? Kirsim, if the Nachri took off from the tree dry twigs to burn them, the Zirid, or he took off moist twigs, not the Menemakel, if he took off a stick, a sharbet, a fila ala, even if just a leaf, harezu b'teila, in all these cases, that's considered that you mevatel avodah zarah. Shipa, if somebody trimmed the avodah zarah, the tzarcha, if you did it for the benefit of the avodah zarah, asura, that's not considered that you will mevatel avodah zarah. Shloi le tzarcha, but if there's no benefit for the avodah zarah by doing so, muteris. Ask the Gemara. We spoke about taking off twigs from the Avodah Zarah, and we just said that if you took them off, not because you want to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah, you did it just for the benefit of the tree, the Asherah remains an Asherah. But ask the Gemara, Oysa Shafin, those twigs that were taken off under those circumstances, Matalem, what is their status? Pligibar of Huna v'chibarav. Says the Gemara, it's a subject of a machlokes of Huna and Chiba Rav, Charama Asura, because as we said, this tree is still Avodah Zarah. And since this tree is still Avodah Zarah, anything that comes from the Avodah Zarah is also. The Charama Mutarin, because once they were taken off the Avodah Zarah tree, even though the purpose of them being taken off was not to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, but they were off the tree, and therefore they're Mutar. Tanya Commander Amma Mutarin, says the Gemara, and there's a brisa that supports the mandom that says that those branches that were taken off a mutter, the tanya avik chacham sheshipa avavitz chacham letzarchai, somebody took off trees from the avodah zarah tree to use those branches, he v'shofer mutarim letzarcha, if he took it off to make the avodah zarah look better, he asur that sheiros still also v'shivua shofeha. But the pieces of wood are mutarim. Yisrael sheship avodes kachavim, but if Yisrael does it, then it won't make a difference. Bein letzarcha, bein letzarchai. Whatever his intention was is immaterial. He v'shafah asurim. Going back to the halacha that we've learned so many times, a Jew does not have the ability to mevatel avodah zarah. Itmar, avodes kachavim shenishtabra. Avodes kachavim that just broke on its own. That isn't sufficient. And therefore, the pieces are still considered Avodah Zarah. And in order that they should no longer be considered Avodah Zarah, you need to mevatel them. The way Avodah Zarah that's broken doesn't become bottle only if it was done in a normal fashion. Ask the Gemara, Adirab, Derek lost me Vatla. If Avodah Zarah is that the way to Mevatel Avodah Zarah? Elochkam, Ein Avodah Kacham Tzrich Levatel. There's no need to Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Ela Derek Delosai. Only if it got broken in a normal fashion. That means, if leaves, for example, fell off a tree, or pieces of wood even fell off a tree. So that is normal and natural that should happen. And since that's normal and natural to happen, that isn't considered an act of bittul avodah zarah. But if what happened was something, if what happened was unusual, that in itself will be considered an act of bittul avodah zarah. Lema, the Gemara wants to suggest that the machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel is b'hakam afki. This is the subject that they're discussing. The mass of avnim l'shvarim. Rav's opinion is that even broken pieces of Avodah Zarah are still worshipped, and therefore just because the Avodah Zarah broke and you have broken pieces of the Avodah Zarah, they are still Avodah Zarah. And if you don't want them to be Avodah Zarah, bittul is required. Or Masover, Shmuel holds Ein Vodim L'Shvarim, and once we have these broken pieces, it's no longer an Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara Loi. Everybody, that is not necessarily the way to understand. The Kulei Alma, Ovdim L'Shvarim. Everybody could agree that they worship the broken pieces of Avodah Zarah. V'ocha B'Shivrei Shvarim K'milfki. Rav and Shmuel are arguing if these pieces that broke off further broke. Marsov Rav's opinion is Shivrei Shvarim Asurim, that even those pieces are sometimes worshipped, and therefore they need bittul not to be Avodah Zarah anymore. And Marsov and Shmuel are Shivrei Shvarim Matarim. Everybody saying the Kulamer Shivrei Shvarim Matarim. Everybody's going to agree that broken pieces that broke further are no longer Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah was made out of pieces that could be screwed together, and this and it could be easily put together by anybody. That the guy could reassemble the Avodah Zarah, he doesn't need anybody to help him. Rav's opinion is, since it could so easily be reassembled, loy batla, it doesn't lose the status of Avodah Zarah. A Marsav and Shmuel's opinion is, only when something falls off, when in a natural fashion, like we said, when leaves fall off. The Hainu Chayu, ha, but this Avodah Zarah made up pieces, lav gedilasahi, it's normally kept together. It's not normally broken up. And therefore, when it's broken up, even though it isn't such a difficult thing to reassemble, still, since it broke in a way that, since it got disassembled in a way that it normally doesn't get disassembled, and tzrich levatel, there's no need to be mevatel it. According to Shmuel, that in itself is considered an act of bittul. Hanu lo kol atzlam, hanu lo kol atzlamim, hanu lo kol atzlamim.